Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, Supernatural fans. We're so excited to be discussing tonight's episode with you. How long is Dean going to be stuck in this box? Is it going to be forever? And we have a very special guest. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
A little rock, classic rock.
Oh, God. Look at the love that is in Cherry's eyes right now. You see the love.
There's so much love. I feel so much sparking of joy in this room today.
Who remembers the Guess Who?
Who remembers the Guess Who?
You and I, apparently.
We do. Oh,
yeah. Old farts in the house. Listen. Google the Spotify's. Is that what the kids say? Is that how they find the artists?
Was this the 8-track that played in the show? I'm kidding.
How great was that?
It was the 8-track.
I know you're not supposed to recap and all that stuff, but how great is Donna's Garage? Can we just talk about the art direction in that? Like the posters. And the fact that you can weld metal parts. Like, she's just out there welding on the weekends.
She's got a type, too.
She does.
She's got quite the type.
It's a 70 porn.
Sort of a West Hollywood kind of type, I thought.
There was
a
lot of. I live in West Hollywood.
I know.
They don't look like that.
Well, that was the 70s, sure. 70s West Hollywood. 70s West Hollywood.
Well, hello, everybody. We are here to discuss tonight's episode of Supernatural. My name is Lindsay Wegner. I've got amazing my gals here and our guest. I'm going to start on the left over there with Cherry.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with my boyfriend.
She keeps stealing the man in the room.
Cherry's boyfriend is...
apparently, I'm a Facebook boyfriend, so I guess that means a fake news boyfriend. Oh, hey, I got political on it. Hey, they sponsored the show. Did I just step in it already in second 15?
It's already started. We've got David Hayden Jones, Arthur Ketch joining us.
What? Who? Where? I like that guy.
Catch him. He's here.
All the puns.
And, of course, Jackie Ray.
Jackie Ray.
In the house. We are going to be discussing season 14, episode 11, Damaged Goods. Tonight.
Aren't we all?
We're obviously gonna be talking to David, hearing what's going on with him, his State Farm commercials with my man Aaron Rodgers.
Oh yeah, that's right, Packers fan in the house right there.
Oh, he's still
my heart. This, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah, we've got the Midwest thing.
Well, we got Donna, you and me, we got three Midwesterners.
Sure.
So you're doing that accent, but in the live chat they want a British accent. Can you do it?
Absolutely. If you would like to class it up, we can absolutely do that right now.
There's a
pitch portion all that.
We are definitely going to discuss and talk about Dean being in the box, what his fate is, you know, how upset we are about Nick and him finally, like, stopping killing people, maybe, hopefully, for once. Mm-hmm. Donna being back. We've got so much to discuss with you guys. But first off, I want to hear what your overall thoughts about this week's episode are.
So much. Cherry.
Me first.
We all look down to you first.
Oh my gosh.
It's absolutely the right protocol.
Right?
Go to your left on the TV.
It was awesome. It was so good. I mean, that whole goodbye brought me to tears. And the box.
What's in the box?
The D's in the box.
What's in the box? David, you
it's
took
notes. It's a D in the box.
You took notes.
Of course I did.
For tonight's episode.
I am an apt pupil.
So what are
I
your...
14-11, Damaged Goods. Abraxas is a demon. Let's start with just the wiki of my notes.
What were your thoughts on tonight's episode?
Well, the first thought I have here was like, Dean hugged me, and I was like, what? This is season 14. They bro hug all the time. And I'm glad, because in the trailer, I was like, are they trying to make it seem like they don't hug ever? And then it was sweet, because then I saw the actual hug, and it was like a sweet little bunny hug from behind.
Oh, God.
Sweet little tender, like, I'm petting your beautiful...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
For hair, Sam, and wondering what conditioner you use, and sweetness.
That sounds so Hannibal Lecter-y.
No, okay, sorry. He was saying his goodbyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I liked it because we came off, you know, he knows what his book is now.
Mm-hmm.
The one book, one yes. outline. So he was saying his goodbyes. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sweet, tender hug. It was so I got what they meant.
Yeah.
Was he hugged me.
Yep.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jackie, thoughts?
I felt like I didn't pay enough attention in Woodshop because there's no way I could have built a box in the time it took to make the Winchester surprise. You should pay attention in school, kids, because I couldn't have done that.
And there was welding, too, remember?
It was welding.
It was like the whole A-Team montage.
Right.
It was like, Mr. T in there.
Yeah. He pulls that welder's cap
reference?
Off.
Yeah. Oh, and it wasn't the Winchester surprise. It was the time it took her to go to the grocery store and come back. The box was done.
She's far out.
And she's not used to going grocery shopping for actual food.
Right.
She knows where the whiskey and the pumpkins are, but doesn't know where.
Well, remember way out there, too. It's a half day's drive to get groceries.
Okay, so so maybe I could do it then, is what you're saying. I'm selling myself short here a little
bit.
She
said they couldn't deliver food. It wasn't really easy to get food delivered, so she had. I mean,
true enough, it's remote.
Yeah.
But I would film that. I would love to see you try in 5 hours to make that box.
Oh, I.
Is that a challenge you would take?
I would take the challenge.
I was like, that's a reality show right there. That's 5 episodes.
I would take the challenge. Yes, yes.
A little bit of TV magic. You know,
she was gone for a long time. When she left, it was daytime. When she came back, it was like straight up night.
And I would still be reading the directions, like weld here. You know,
it's like Kia of welding.
Right.
You're like, you got an Allen key and just an acetylene torch from IKEA.
So, you guys, Nick has been on the hunt to avenge his family's death. Everyone dying. And he's been on a little bit of a killing spree and showing signs of being Lucifer. He's been looking for Abraxas this whole time. And he's just getting this info. Did you think that he was going to kill Abraxas? Did you think he just wanted to, like, really find out why he did what he did? Did he really care what the answer was going to be?
I mean, what kind of answers is a demon going to give you? I killed your family because I'm a demon. I mean, how deep did you think this was going to go?
I looked your name up in a phone book. Like, literally, that was it.
Yep.
What kind of... Is that enough to make you feel better about it?
But I like that. I kind of like that. The reveal of the futility of evil, right? Like, sometimes evil just happens to the most random people. I've clearly been watching too many reality shows on Netflix. Like Making a Murderer and I Am a Killer.
Mm.
It's no big, like, legit though. Like you and the serial killer, there's another one coming out, and you realize, like, these people just run into you. They just run into random people.
They're just
it's just like a random, horrible lottery. And I love that about, like, the whole Nick story and the fact that he was also possessed with Lucifer. No. It was just like, you'll do today. And, like, this incredible crisis of evil sends all this stuff happening. And then it's just such a simple, dark, awful ending to this guy.
What a huge letdown, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Were you let down?
You've been chasing this guy to find out some deeper meaning. Like, why did you do this to my family? Dude, we threw a dart.
Well,
like, that's such a huge letdown.
That's the Wizard of Oz, though.
Yeah.
You're like, we're looking for the wizard. We're looking for the wizard. We're looking for the answers. It's like you lose on The Price is Right. Music.
Right.
You know,
that's
kind of life, right? We're like searching for all this stuff, and then you're like, sometimes it's just like, oh, that just happened.
But
I get just
happen.
Too deep for AfterBuzz.
No, I love
it. It all means nothing, people.
I love
it. That's what I'm saying. I'm Nietzsche.
But I think that Nick, that's just, there. You know, for him, it's a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I think that there's just bad people, there's just evil people, and there really was no reason. It was what it was. But all that, all the killing spree, for that response. Like, that's all you get.
But
because now you can't
how
make those
unsatisfying.
Make
well, he did get his answer, though.
He got his answer.
He did get the answer.
And I thought it was Lucifer. I couldn't figure out if he was being Lucifer or if he was being Nick. And then I realized He was Nick killing these people, like knowingly killing these people. And it should have been obvious why his family was killed. Lucifer wanted him as his meat sack. Nothing more, nothing less. It was his favorite meat sack.
No, you're right. But that's the thing. We will add meaning to our journey sometimes, right? Like, we will put all this sort of deeper, crazy thing, and then it's just sort of like happenstance. We're again, nihilism with Dave Hayden Jones. Thank you very much.
In the chat, the Sula says, well, life is meaningless. Thanks,
afterwards. No, we're killing
the Sula. No, but love abides in this room, and I believe love is the way. I truly do.
Was that too corny? Miss America.
Was that a corny overcorrection?
No.
That's what I actually feel, though.
I love it.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble.
Oh, I'm the cynic in the room. Is that what you're saying?
No. But how cool this little, her little gadget, though, the little fingerprint thing?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
That was cool. Is that real?
That is a real thing.
It is?
It is a real thing. I've actually seen it before. It's a real thing.
Hey, did you notice, too, a theme, which I'm very familiar with, when men are losing fights in a Eugenie Ross Lemming, Brad Buckner thing, men always cheat with a taser. I thought that was very interesting. Because remember?
Yeah.
Catch and Mary fight.
Yes.
He's losing. He's getting his ass kicked. He saves it with a taser. I thought it was a little, women beating your ass and guys got to cheat. That's all I'm saying.
Was anybody else upset that Donna kind of handled Nick and then Mary just was taken so easily? Was I the only one that was upset by that?
I liked seeing Donna being like, push him up against the van. Yeah, girl.
Yeah,
yeah, throw him around a little bit.
But then Mary's just, mom's gone. There was no, like...
I think Mary was just curious, like, who's this dude? Mary's attitude was like, yeah, I got something for you. I ain't worried about you. I'm not pressed. I can kick your ass, whatever. Right. And she was just trying to figure out what was going on. And she didn't want her near her boys, who she's trying to protect. But she had that gun in the storage room, so she was prepared to kill him. She's like, I don't care if you're a demon. I don't care if you're a demon. I don't care. Well, I'll kill everybody.
Her little tripwire.
Yes.
I love the window into Mary's hunting locker. Yes. I thought that was awesome.
What's the head in the jar, though? Who is that?
I think that was a demon. That was a human head.
I just feel like she's got all these tricks up her sleeve, and these are little bits and pieces that you need to make spells and ward off stuff. So she's just got a bunch of stuff that if they need something, the head of this person.
But I was like shrink wrapped heads. That's dark.
And then little demon boxes
that can't withstand a drill. You put all these wards on it, but a drill will do.
Was that too easy to get into that? Literally using a drill.
A little bit.
But who would have thought about it? I personally thought it was fascinating that she has her own little men of letters storage facility.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she was working for them and lying for them
Right. Say what you said. Say what you said pre-buzz.
Oh, he calling you out.
No,
he calling you out.
I want you to say to the internets what you actually said about Mary. No?
Mary's a liar.
Oh!
A liar!
There you have
it. And lies easily,
She has told some lies. I'm not gonna lie.
Exaggerations of truth.
This one.
Oh, yeah.
This one.
Lies by omission.
Yes,
we can go there a little bit.
So how was it?
No,
inappropriate.
You were sleeping with Mary.
I slept with her once.
It was not as a long-term...
Listen.
Was it really only once? Because I'm pretty sure it was more than one.
Yeah,
no, I think in story, no, this is legit truth. I think that was a one-night stand, for sure. Now, Ketch was heartbroken that it wasn't going to be more. But that's what I love about that reverse trope, right?
Yeah.
Like, where she just is like, dude, just so you know. I was just like, I was a little Randy Pants. I had some scotch.
I needed some loving.
You're not hideous. I have needs. We're on the road.
Wow.
It's like a touring group.
Dang.
It's like regional theater. Month three.
Wow.
I'm not speaking from experience in any way at all. At all. But she was like, you know what? You will do. And that was heartbreaking to Ketch. Because Ketch had such... I love this, so bring it. Bring some empathy for my boy Ketch. No, but I love that. I love that like he was like so taken and besotted by her. Mm. And he's just like the most legendary woman he's ever met in his life. And she was like, yeah, I use you tonight. And he's like, oh, I'm absolutely fine with that. That's not a problem.
Why did she do
just like my mother who abandoned me. and Dr. Hess, who spanks me often.
It literally just brought all those feelings about it back. Exactly. This really, really
this is an abandoned
boy. This really affected you.
No, listen. This I've done a lot of homework on this guy. This is an abandoned, abused kid. And he has really weird mother issues. I'm legit. No, I'm like, you're like, what? And life means nothing. What? Oh, gosh.
In the chat, I
they should call this Davy Buzz, like Buzz Kill.
Ask about your character development.
Yeah. What would you like to know?
Oh. What did you think about the growth you've gone through on your tenure on the show?
Han Soto.
Ivan Soto.
David's growth or my character growth?
Your
if he likes
growth.
The character growth.
Yes.
I'm still ultimately fascinated because I did a poll at my last con, and this is the best thing, right? Like you get 1,000, 2,000 people in an audience and you just go, because it's so better than the internet, because the internet is skewed. They're either like love you too much or they hate you a lot. And, you know, you don't get the sort of like the human contact of like, just like a vote. So I'm like, okay, audience, what do you think of Ketch? And they're like, yeah, we like him. I was like, who hates Ketch? And it would be like, literally the audience would be a third, a third, and a third. And they're like, meh. And then I would be like, is he redeemed? And it would be a third would be like, yes, totally. After he went hunting with Dean in the AU. And then a third was like, no way, don't trust that dude. He sucks. He's terrible. He killed Eileen. Like, they got beef. They got beef with Magda, Eileen, and they have legit beef, you know? And so because I know nothing. I literally know nothing. I have no spoilers to give. Because all I know is I was in episode 9, and they just don't reveal anything to me before 2 weeks. I don't know if Ketch is coming back. Exactly. So he botched the whole hyperbolic egg thing. But even then, this is what a lot of people think. He's playing the long con. And he's still going to break bad. Like, all of that redemption stuff was just, like, long con pragmatism to get what he wants. So, I mean, I would love there to be, like, a fake redemption arc and then have him break bad again. I would love that. That would be so great. But I say this in my cons as well. I want to have Ketch just see Bobby and Mary kissing.
Oh, you're trying to create some drama.
I want to see what that would do to that man. Because I still maintain that Ketch is absolutely 100% in love with Mary.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
It's probably, I'm not saying it's healthy love.
Well, she's a Ketch. But
boom. Hi. Bring it. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a little bit of an obsession.
Yeah.
I think it was the best night of his life in the healthiest, most animalistic way. Mm-hmm. No shame.
Well, if he had done a better job, it would have been the best night of her life, too.
Oh, wow. Now.
Wow.
That's too much.
Wow. Snatch. All right.
Did I just hear a roar in my headphones? Was that literally a sound effect that said she won after that? Did you win? Like, you got a prize?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. So much catch shaming.
So we're gonna go on to talk about the boys and Dean giving his hugs goodbye, saying his farewell to Sam and his farewell to Donna and going to hang out with Mom to have Winchester surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows this is the final chapter of the book. He knows exactly what he needs to do. So he is saying all his goodbyes. Did you really think this was going to be the goodbye for everyone? That Sam wasn't good? Did he really think Sam wasn't going to chase after him?
I mean, we've seen this plot a couple of times, you know what I mean? But I do think, I will say this, Dean seems more resolved this time. Like, whatever he read in that book, there's no, we're not going to study our way out. We're not going to find someone who can give us magic to get out. This is it. Like, and the fact that even though last week he said that this is in his mind, that he can lock him in his own mind, but yet and still he can't seem to soundproof the door, put more locks on it. Even though it's in his own mind, whatever. But he knows that at some point, Michael is going to get out. And to know that for sure, and to know that they just can't defeat him.
And I love that intensity that Jensen is bringing to Michael Trapp. Like, when he's, like, banging on that door, I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's really fun to see Jensen kind of, like, really releasing that rage. Because, you know, Dean is always sort of this, like, simmering boil, mm-hmm. you know, like, but he breaks up, but he's still sure. kind of mm-hmm. contained. So it's really fun to see Jensen, like, being that, like, let manic, loose. Caged animal trying to get out. And you really feel, when they do those flashbacks, like, you're like, this guy's getting out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's not getting out now.
But he's getting out.
But it's happening. Mm-hmm. And I love that conviction. Like you said, like, he may have said things like this before, I need to be contained, but you don't go weld a box out in the middle of nowhere.
In a couple of hours.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying. You're the time thing is really important.
Yes, it is.
Like, that guy's a good welder.
He is.
That's solid.
You got a project. He's it.
Jackie, you did say that your crush on Dean, though, kind of fizzled.
Because he snored.
Because why?
Because he snored.
Oh. With an open mouth?
No snoring.
And then he did the double snore. It wasn't even a steady snore. It was like that. Oh, no.
Oh, see it.
Oh, no. And
I would say my crush got even bigger as he's pulling out that casserole out of the oven. I'm like, oh, the man can cook, too?
Yeah.
Ooh, even if it is winter.
I was just going to say, would you eat that or would
I
you just take a bite?
I would have a heart attack. Yeah. Sure. I'm Midwest. We eat casserole.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you're Wisconsin. Are you kidding me?
Tater tot hot
like,
dish.
Hey, Dean, needs more cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, way more cheese. More all cheese. The cheese.
All the cheeses.
Cheese curds. That burger.
Like
the best burger.
A poutine Winchester surprise.
A poutine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You don't like gravy.
Gravy is only when you burn the food up so they don't know it's burned.
Oh!
That burger looked good.
It was the best burger.
I know.
What?
We're all still on the gravy.
I want to know where this best burger in Minnesota is, though, because I want to go find it.
It's in Vancouver.
I'd say yeah.
It was made by production. Oh, sorry.
It looked very good.
Didn't it, though?
It really did.
So,
nom nom on a burger.
We got Dean. All right.
Someone wants to know.
From Saipan, Polly says, snoring is a deal breaker, huh?
Snoring is a deal breaker.
I can't.
What if... snoring only happens after you've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
What if it's not like full-on apnea?
That's fine. Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as I can get some sleep. I mean, I can't just be wide awake the whole relationship. Yeah, no, that doesn't work because it wakes me up. No, everybody stop. Yes, something's wrong with snoring.
I agree.
It's unnatural.
But see, now, how about men's feet? How do we feel about men's feet if they're not well-groomed? Deal breaker?
I don't like feet in general.
So you don't want to even see the feet. Keep those things with socks and shoes.
You know I love you if I will actually touch your feet.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is what we're getting.
Your love
pro
runs
or anti feet?
I really got sexual fetishes.
I didn't go to sexual.
I mean, we are here now, too.
I just said feet. All right.
If they've just been washed and clean.
I was told by a very famous actress in Hollywood, she broke up with a very famous man in Hollywood because he had nasty toenails.
I can see that.
I will not name names. I will not name names.
I don't even want
to name names. But everything else was great.
But he could just wear socks.
But that's what I'm saying. Or just, like, help him out. Get him some
pedicure. Take him to a pedicure.
Oh, my God. How much do I love a mani pedi date? I will go. That is a great date. A nice, like, take the girl, middle afternoon. And just go get Manny Petties and watch, like, Springer.
I wish we could just put hearts all over you right now.
Come on,
just,
now.
That would be...
This is my new Facebook girlfriend. it's official.
You're a dream.
Thank you.
A dream.
I like a good Manny Petty. I'm not going to lie to you.
But do you snore?
I do not. Only after I have a few drinks.
Okay, all right.
So
I've been told
by partners over the years... that there may be some apnea.
This is making me blush.
Listen, we're humans. We love. We learn.
Yes.
All things happen.
By the way, one of my favorite notes is Donna Doug Duluth. That's all I have here. I love Donna Doug Duluth. Because it was a beautiful moment in the show.
Yeah.
Talking about Donna and he's in Duluth and like that sad Doug episode.
Yeah.
No. I love Donna to find love.
Obviously, the boys come in, save the day, save Mary. You know, Abraxas does get out some nasty stuff. He gets out of the box. He takes on the security guard. You know, that's his
poor guard
body or whatnot. They kill him. He's gone. The boys are back. The boys come, save the day. We get Nick. Nick's going to be locked away.
Sorry.
Do we think Nick is going to get out of jail, or do you think this is the end of Nick?
Well, I think it's end of Nick for a long time, and then they have the get out of jail. Oh, sorry, pardon me. Free card when they want to use it. Mm-hmm. But I think they have to ice the story for a while. Mm-hmm. Just to like, because that's the great thing about Supernatural, which I love, but it also can be frustrating. They have so many unanswered questions all the time, and they will focus on answering three or four in the mm-hmm. season. But then you're like, I go to the cons all the time. You're like, what about, which is great that we can talk about. But like, there's always these threads of logic and story that they always leave just that little
they leave the door open.
They leave a little crack open. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a lot. So
yeah,
who knows?
But Nick's taking care of everything he wants to take care of, so he's fine with going to jail. He's like, he's done. Mm-hmm. Like he said, he's not in his mind. He's not broken. He did mm-hmm. what he needed to do.
I mean, did you guys love Sam telling him off?
Yeah,
it was such a Sam way to tell somebody off, though, right?
Because but I think he did that because of Dean's conversation in the car with him, telling him how frustrated he was, yeah. and you can't save everybody. And so here, for once, he was doing like, I mean, you really don't. We don't. I loved it.
I did too. Yeah. I thought it was strong. It was firm, but it was also moral and just. You know what I mean? And which is again like Sam's core at the end of the day.
But Sam didn't lose Nick. Castiel was supposed to be babysitting him, and Castiel let him go.
Castiel is a terrible babysitter.
He's a terrible babysitter.
Everyone, Jack.
Terrible. Jack, everybody. You cannot trust Castiel to watch anybody. I wouldn't trust him with my dog.
Oh.
Pet Rock?
Wow.
Okay, Pet Rock.
There's going to be some Cast defense coming up right here. There's going to be some, my baby angel, how dare you?
Everyone said, go comes. Sam with the, I thought, I mean, I loved Sam's,
go,
you
Sam,
know,
go.
Telling him off, but it was just so, I would have wanted more of what Dean gave Sam in the car to Nick, just because you killed all these people. Like, I get it, you delivered this compassion because Sam is compassionate, but you went on a murdering spree. Can we put a little bit of edge on this? Just a little.
But he killed people that weren't very nice.
Is that the prerequisite? Because if that's it, if that's going to get me out of jail, please.
Well, Jackie, where are the bodies buried? We have a scoop here at AfterBuzz tonight.
I'll never tell.
Jazza Kim says that she wouldn't trust Cast with an egg.
Hard-boiled or not?
Oh, just catch these hands. Wow. That's so harsh.
Okay, you know what, guys? But before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue, we would need your help so we can grow. So if you're on YouTube right now, which a lot of you are, hit that thumbs up button right now and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes right now, which a lot of you are, please give us a 5-star rating. I don't know why I did 10, but 5 is fine. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation like a lot of you are right now in the live chat. We love you so much. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us doing what we truly love to do. So thank you for that. Don't forget to tell your friends, to tell their friends, to tell more friends, and keep enjoying our shows right here on AfterBuzz. And once again, thank you so much. We love you, and subscribe
to us so you can talk to us and chat and know when we're coming on and all the things. Mary admits to Dean that she knows what he's building, and Dean is gonna have to tell Sam. This is when we have this beautiful emotional moment. Yes. Like Cherry said, you got teary-eyed. I got a little teary-eyed because Dean has really succumb to the fact that this is the end. Mm-hmm. And it's not just put me in this box and drop me in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Which really kind of got to me because it's like, we know Michael's an archangel. So if you put Dean in the box and you put him in the water, he's not going to die because the archangels can sustain him and keep him alive. So you just going to be dropped in the middle of the ocean and just, angels can't drown. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, well, this like limbo state, like this weird like self-imposed purgatory.
No,
or like,
you.
Yeah.
I'd rather be in that hell box.
But we've never... Really? You'd rather be in the hell box? Why?
I don't like drowning. I've almost drowned
twice. You ever drowned? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no, it's not pleasant. It's unpleasant.
But you're in the box, though. So how is it? Is the box waterproof?
No, I would assume it would
be full.
I would assume...
Totally full. Yeah.
Oh, see, I would assume that the box is completely airtight mm-hmm. sealed. So it's just the two, you know, them in there together to deal with each other for the rest of eternity.
This would be the Malik box?
The Malik box. Yes.
According to my notes.
Thank you. Thank you for titling the box.
The Malik box. And if we could look that up, we can find out if it's hermetically sealed and waterproof.
Okay, this is the best.
Please, internet, know if the Malik box can survive deep ocean pressures.
And Dean says to him, you know, Sam, you can either help me do this or I'm going to do it alone. I'm going to do it anyway. And he was, and the reason he didn't want to tell him was because he was the only one that might be able to convince him not to do it. And we know from beginning of Supernatural to now, both of them are always, you know, got each other's back and will fight till the death and go wherever it takes them to help and save the other one. And I think Dean is really just knows that this is the only way to stop the world from taken down.
When you read it in the Reaper book, I mean, that's, I mean, and it's the last book.
And he's been cheating death for so long.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His time's up. Is his time up?
It's his one story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last book is left. And they kind of brought that on themselves, Michael getting through, because they didn't bring Lucifer with them when they were on the other world like they promised.
Do you guys think that if Dean does go into the box with Michael, that this is the end of the show, or do you think the show continues without Dean?
Oh, no, it cannot continue without Dean.
This needs to be, this would be the end.
The two brothers.
Avatar Karium says they need to think outside of the box and find a better solution.
Outside the box, literally. I agree with you.
Well played.
So you guys think that if Dean does end up in the box, there's the show. That's it.
Because the only way the show continues is if Sam is finding a way to defeat Michael and get Dean out of the box.
Yes.
Which means, you know, then it's still, yeah, so it could continue for theoretically and maybe a season without Dean, but I can't see it going more than that without Dean.
They've done that over seasons where one's looking for the other one who's doing some project, and so they just don't show him for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, where is he? But no, there's no way. He would go crazy being in a little box like that. Like, it would drive you crazy.
It would almost be like he'd have to let Michael out. You know what I mean? Because he can't mentally sustain being in the box. So it's almost like he'd have to let Michael out and then just be to take over. So he wouldn't have to mentally deal with, I'm in a box.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
I feel like they would get some information, though, if that was the case. The team would go on some epic quest to figure out how to release him from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, even whatever, there would be this internal in the box Michael Dean thing, and then there would be this team of Avengers to go, like, we have a solution. We found it in the tomes.
Maybe
we can do this now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there should be a second egg.
A second egg?
And a yacht. And a nice British yacht and a golden egg.
Well,
and they go out into the middle of the Pacific.
Last episode, they talk about even ending God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're really talking serious here then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I think they'll go full existential, like, big idea stuff.
Do you think we're going to get Chuck before the end of the season?
I'd love to.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, don't you? Kind of bring Chuck back?
Yeah.
In this,
say our goodbyes, farewell to her?
Yeah. Well, I also think, too, like, if there's just this complete eradication of all the characters, then there's this almost, like, glowy shot at the end of, like, in heaven or where the souls are still kind of living on, but there's peace in the universe or something. Mm-hmm. But it is a full apocalypse. But that, I'm, again, super headcanon. I know nothing, internet. I know nothing.
Well, next week we see Cass saying that this is a suicidal plan for Dean to, obviously. It's pretty obvious, duh. And Dean actually calling out to Sam from somewhere, not having phone service. Mm-hmm. What are your predictions for next week?
It was really slight. Did you see how they cut that?
You're After Buzz TV.
This is the voice of God, isn't it?
It's the voice of God.
Something.
Chuck is in the headphones.
I thought it was the vodka. But... All right. I'm new here, Phil. I'm new here, kids.
Predictions for next week, the rest of the season.
I mean, if it was me, the scene that we saw with Dean on the phone, it would be them. He feels the box plummeting to the water, and he's like, "Nope, just kidding. Pull me up." That's what I. If it was me, that's what that would be. But then, of course, the phone is going dead. But yeah, I don't really know. I think that's going to be really. I think I'm really looking forward to next week's episode.
Yes, because we're bearing fast on episode 300.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to still be fighting and trying to figure it out. And there'll be some some football analogy when you do something unexpected. I don't follow football. But anyway, they find some cure, and they're able to save him.
Okay.
Football analogy.
Yeah. Was that a football analogy?
I'm trying
you
to think.
You really don't know football. Yeah. No, it's like...
episode 300 is 14-14 or 14-13? Do you remember?
It's coming up February 7th.
So it's probably 14.
2 weeks, right?
14-13 probably.
Yeah. 13, yeah.
Lucky 13. Interesting.
Yeah. Ooh,
well, we know who the special, very extra special guest star is on the 300th. So that's going to be really interesting to see. And they've actually given, not spoilers per se, but they've told how they work
teasers.
It into the story. So it could be all this, like, kind of crazy hallucination. So maybe they actually makes it to the bottom of the ocean. Who knows?
I feel like he's not going
to
be
because then you have then a second quest to round out 20. To get to 20, right? Because you can't just end that prevented.
No,
right. You have to have the angst of like, no, don't, and he does it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to go into the box next episode. You know? I feel like that's the end game, but it's not going to happen next week or even in a couple weeks. I feel like this is just going to be pushed off, you know, but this is the demise.
So what do you think that in the teaser where he's on...
I think it's a nightmare.
Oh.
And he's literally having nightmares and visions of doing this. And not that Dean is scared, because I don't really think Dean's scared of anything. If he's willing to get in there with Michael, he's, you know, whatever. But I think maybe Sam and Cass are getting into his head, and he's actually going, can I do this? Is this the right decision? Is there another way? Are we going to find another way to get past this?
Yep. I like the nightmare theory.
There's a theory in the chat that...
What is that?
Ketch is in a yacht, and he goes and saves everyone.
I accept that theory.
They want you back.
Save the day.
Listen, I would be delighted.
Since we got some predictions in, we've talked about the episode, we obviously have to talk to you, David, and find out what you're up to, what you're working on. I saw that you have The Fiddling Horse in this movie, and then... Love Under the Rainbow.
Oh my goodness. Jodie Sweetin. Who likes
Stephanie Tanner?
Who likes Chicago popcorn? Because it's cheesy, it's sweet, and it's corny.
Everything you need.
Everything you get in my mouth. No. Chicago corn of a movie.
Oh my gosh.
So you got these two things coming out, right?
What?
You've got both of these coming out.
So Love Under the Rainbow, I don't have a date, but I just delivered my bio to Hallmark, which means it's probably coming out
in
the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I will on my Twitter and the Instagram things, I will announce it. When I know a date, I will promote it. You know what? I'll tell you what. Jodie Sweetin is a doll, a sweetheart. We had such rapport on camera and off camera. And this little young actor, Dakota Guppy, she'll break your heart. I mean, it's all about the kids in these things. And it's just so much love, so much heart. And again, may not be your cup of tea, half of the supernatural. But you know what's been fun? Is that all the conventions and stuff... And even online, I've been doing the science of, like, what is the Venn diagram of the overlap of Supernatural and Hallmark?
Mm.
And because it's so female-driven audience, like, 14 to 94, there's a huge amount of people that will, like, say, come up to me at autographs and signings and meet and greets. You're like, I love you in your Hallmark movies, too. And they're like, we couldn't even put it together. You were Ketch, and then we'd go watch you fall in love making cookies with kittens. And so that's been really fun, you know, like to just sort of have this, like, you know, diametrically opposed kind of like, you know, single dad stuff and then like crazy assassin role.
And then Aaron Rodgers' agent.
I know. And that was, and you know, indirectly that Supernatural had a huge piece of that because honestly, I just wrapped Supernatural. Mm-hmm. My agent was like, you know, why don't you kind of go out for this? They're looking for someone who has theatrical credits. It's like, you know, They want someone who has an improv comedy background, which I had. I haven't done in a while. And I was like, yeah, I'll totally play with this. I didn't know it was Aaron Rodgers either, right?
Oh, okay.
That was a big super NDA secret.
Oh,
like, I didn't know until I booked the gig because, like, they don't want it kind of getting out, right?
Yeah.
And because Supernatural has gotten me so addicted to fine tailored suits... I've been cosplaying them to all the conventions. I am that much of a nerd that I show up to convention one day as Ketch. like in really nice suits. Nice. And like we'll take photos and and I'll do my panel with it. But because I had this deep bench of suits, I was like, oh, I'll go to this audition. And I was sort of in like cocky catch mode, but then I was like, I'll just Americanize it and just sort of make it this sort of other douche in a suit, which is clearly my wheelhouse now. Douche in a suit, hire David Jones. We'll work for hire.
Right?
But because one of the agency guys and the State Farm guy, the agency guy's, his wife loves Hallmark movies, and the client who was part of State Farm, his daughter was at the Chicago convention, at the Supernatural convention, and was like, Dad, you have to hire this guy.
Oh my gosh!
Boom! So Supernatural, meet State Farm, meet Hallmark, just kind of like...
All melded
just
together. Kinda, wow.
And it was just like, you know, just an opportunity that was just like so fun. And again, it's just like that notion that you just got to keep... Yeah, by the way, there's the idea that any artist, producer, actor, director, producer knows what's going to work, you just never know. Mm. So you just got to work. You got to try to be good, try to have fun, put it out there, see what works. And that's it.
Is Aaron Rodgers just the most amazing person ever?
He is streaming.
And
by the way,
as a New Orleans Saints fan, I'm going to just go ahead and say bitch.
Oh, jeez. We're going to. We're bringing up New Orleans. Oh, this is not going to go well. This is not going to go well. That not call. I'll tell you what, though. Aaron Rodgers could totally be team free will and just be like, go hunting. He is so manly, like 6'3". Mm-hmm. Oh, he's glorious. And he's a good dude.
How are you feeling right now?
I just want to kind of say goodbye to Danica Patrick and just kind of hop into there. Wow. You know, I don't know. I don't know if she's great or not. She might be. My dad thinks she's real cute, but I'm like, Dad, hello, I love football. I was a cheerleader. Like, I love sports. I'm the perfect girlfriend for him. What are you talking about? He doesn't need Danica Patrick.
Wow.
I'm from Wisconsin.
All right,
I live
so
in...
That's a full lobby. That's a full lobby.
Just, if you could just kind of, you know, help me get rid of
her.
Well,
here's the thing.
They
apparently did very well with whatever their metrics are. I got a lot of nice support for them. So they're talking about maybe making more. And the fun thing is, for the Supernatural audience, who is well-versed in deleted scenes and bloopers, we shot so much footage because they just kind of let me go.
Yeah.
They would like, I would like, literally a commercial is 30 seconds. And I would be like doing 5-minute takes, right? So just and the game became, can I mess with Aaron? And Aaron was so cool. We like established a rapport really quick. He's like actually a total comedy nerd, so we had like rapport real early. And once we were just totally cool with each other, he's like, go for it, man. Go, whatever you want to do. Whatever. I mean, he let me slap his ass. I mean, he was like,
are you okay?
I was like, and it was glorious.
Was it glorious?
I broke my hand.
Wow.
I had to have a carpal tunnel brace for the rest of the shoot. And they CG'd it out in post. They made it like a green glove, like for special effects.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. But so that was just kind of the fun thing is like now they're going to release possibly on YouTube all the outtakes and delete like a 5-minute tight thing because we just we were just kind of making a TV show. It was like for That's 7 awesome. Days. It was really fun.
And if you had to give advice to people that are looking to get into acting. And
don't do it. Go ahead.
No. Real thoughts.
Into acting. So here's the thing. I think there's a whole new metric, as we saw from the Fyre Festival documentaries and with Instagram and YouTube and all this sort of stuff. There's two different jobs now, which is do you want to be famous or do you want to be an actor? Mm. And then do you want to be a famous actor? I think if you want to be an actor, I have some advice. And the advice is there's a lot of things you can learn. And when, you know, people go, oh, you're talking about the craft of acting. There really is. I mean, there really is. There's legit skill sets and things you can kind of learn and want to do. And it's practice. It's like getting up in your local theater. If I had YouTube growing up, if I had like these cameras, I would have just been making films all the time. Instead, I grew up right before, you know, the digital cameras really landed. So I was doing comedy and theater in the clubs and theaters. But just whatever you can do, especially if you're young, start in your teens and just try to figure out how it gets made. Because that's the other thing is like if you're looking how a show gets made or theater, you just kind of be a nerd and want to grow from everything. And then I would suggest really study with some really good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I theater school works for some people. I'm of the belief hard work and just doing it is kind of the
pays
best.
Off.
And it's just kind of the best thing. Just work with good people, make relationships, and just keep. I just talking about this indie film I did. I did it as a total kind of reinvestment and heart and just making a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead of the show, who's a great writer, who worked on Freaks and Geeks. I don't know if you know that show.
Oh my gosh,
he was
yeah.
one of the writers on Freaks and Geeks and Mystery Science 3000, like mm-hmm. major nerd comedy cred. It was so fun hanging out with this guy. And he just said this. He dropped out of college. He said, everyone has this script that they're kind of working on, or they're like this audition that they talk about. No, no. Even if it's not great, finish it. Then start a new thing and move on. It's so much in show business, people are talking about doing it as opposed to doing it.
Doing it.
Mm-hmm. Just do it and finish it. So that's the biggest thing, because that's what I went out and did. I just made things and gave myself a career by actually completing them. Mm-hmm. And they're not all going to be great, and that's not the point. Everyone wants their big hit off the top. That shouldn't be the metric. The metric should be, are you invested? Are you working hard? Are you being decent to people? And hopefully you can make your next thing. That's it. And I'm still trying to do that, you know.
I love that. That's just really great advice.
Yeah.
See, we talk about all these crazy things and all how evil, you know, just has no thing. And then you leave us with that little, like, listen, love kernel.
I'm all about hard work. Be nice to people. Hard work. Not that hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Midwest
yeah.
boy.
Yeah.
See, Midwest. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's a. I think that's a huge part of it,
Bring
too.
Bring it to Hollywood.
Bring it to Hollywood. All right, you guys.
Hi.
The show is finishing. Didn't it just go by so fast?
It did.
It's just we had so much to talk about and so much love to share.
I love it.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody is going to give their little shout out. And Cherry, we'll start with you.
Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram.
And David, where can everybody find you and talk to you and hear all the things?
Cherry's Facebook boyfriend. .org, I think it's a full website dedicated, or is it Tumblr now? I can't keep track of the internet. Oh, hey, oh. David Hayden Jones, all one word. David Hayden Jones, Twitter, Instagram,
on all the things.
Easy, yes.
Great.
Hey, everybody, you can follow me on all things social media at JRay the Fanatic.
And this is Lindsay. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. And we finally put out episode 2 of the web series that I'm in. It's out.
Yay.
It's connected on my Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. So if you guys like want to check it out, it's episode 2 with Children's Playhouse. It's about a theater company that kind of like goes under, and we got to figure out what we're going to do.
I love it.
And it's crazy
it's
and
real
fun.
Life.
And
it's what we're talking about.
It's what we're talking about.
I love underdog stories. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah.
And
I'm
it's
in.
Episode 2, so check it out. Let me know what you think. Tweet me and let me know what y'all think. And let us know what you thought about having David in here with us.
Don't
and
let them
how
know.
Much more you want to see him.
Don't let them know.
In the future episodes. And is he going to save the day for everybody?
No.
Is he going to show up with a yacht and save Dean? We'll find out.
I'm just posing right now.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.